This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. Being recorded.
Oh, we're recording?
Well, we are now.
Oh, nice.
Hello.
Okay, so apparently in the state of South Carolina, it's really kind of weird. I mean, there's a lot of weird shit here. Like, you can record a group of people, and as long as one of them, consents to it, can, publish it.
Oh.
It's, what is it called? One party college, something like that?
Maybe. Okay, that sounds right.
I've heard that.
Well, we've consented for Josh.
Oh, I don't know if
he's on the pod.
I've consented for him.
Well, you don't have to use his name.
I mean,
my name is Jeff.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
We're good.
Okay, so.
I meant to say Jiggly J.
I've been doing everything Jiggly J.
That's my nickname. How dare you?
We're going to call him Jiggly.
Jiggly.
Jiggly Buns.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, so I've been worried about farting too much. And so I've been trying to, figure out, what's wrong with me. So I've been,
Do you not fart that much?
I wish. No, it's just, it comes and goes.
Okay.
And sometimes, I was going to make a joke about cum farts. It comes, it goes, and sometimes it comes.
Sometimes it all at once.
Sometimes it comes.
Everywhere.
Out of my butt. cum farts. Anyway, so I was like, should I not eat dairy? And then I was like, so I've been trying to eat less dairy. And I was like, that's good anyway, because I'm getting way too many calories from fat in my macros. So I was like, I'll just cut something. I'll eat less dairy. That's fine. And then I was like, I Googled last night, because I was still farting. I was like, what causes excessive farting? And my farts are always at the end of the day. I lay down and I'm like, oh, God.
That's like machine gun.
Well, sometimes it's like that. That's worrisome, though. I think that's something else.
That's the Taco Bell.
I think you have something to tell us. I drank a Lean Body, and sometimes I think it's a mixture of the whey and the sucralose or whatever the fuck. It makes my system
high
just...
Protein farts are real, dude.
Oh, yeah. Protein farts are legit.
Protein farts are real. But so I was Googling, all this stuff about it, and I was like, okay, so... Turns out if you eat a lot of carbs or sugar... your body will take what it needs, and then in order to digest it, you store sugars and fats or whatever, but to, get rid of the rest of it, it gets pushed into your large intestine, and then, the microbiome starts to break it down into waste, but it produces a lot of, gassy shit, and so you fart a lot. So I was like, okay, maybe I'm eating too much, bready carbs. You know, maybe I should eat less of those. I'm gonna be so skinny by the time this is. I'll still be farting, but I'll be so fucking skinny. Just be anorexic and farty. But so anyway, exactly like her.
Bruh.
Not now.
Bruh.
She looks better than she ever has, but that's a different story.
Did you hear an interview where she talked about farting a lot?
No, but.
Are you outing her?
No, I watched.
Careful, the scripters are gonna come after you. FBI is requesting your location immediately.
In her documentary, she states that she was super anorexic for.
Oh.
I mean, but like.
I feel like it's
a lot of.
But did she fart? That's all I care about.
I don't know if she farted. She didn't get into those.
Does Taylor Swift fart? Is what
I'm sure.
Yeah,
Siri.
She's a human. She farts.
Siri. Well, so it turns out that. If you fart 8 to 14 times a day, that's quite normal.
How many times?
8 to 14, I think it said. But then
oh,
it said... It, it,
I do a little too much.
The stretch was like, they said scientists,
what? Oh,
I don't know if it was scientists or doctors, they were like, the stretch is like, even if you fart like 25 times a day, it's still acceptable.
Okay.
But more than that, and you might have a problem. You might have IBS.
What about less than that? Like, what's like considered a dangerously low amount of farting?
I think
now imagine negative.
Right. Well,
can you fart negative times?
You
can you suck the fart back up in your ass?
Yes. You definitely can.
Really?
Well, I haven't. You can't fart and then suck it back in. Mm, but
you can be close to farting and like stop. I mean, if,
well, you can.
If you're
you can squeeze
about,
it.
Right.
You can squeeze the.
Oh, and you have two sphincters, so you can let it out of the internal sphincter. It could be in your little canal, and then you could.
And then you let it dissipate.
Right, because that's what it's like when you have bubble guts. When you're like, you can feel it go through one, and you're just like,
It's bubble. That's what a bubble butt is. It's when you have gas trapped between your sphincters.
Ooh.
That's a bubble.
So
I would
is that,
like
is
to
that
know.
Actually where the term bubble butt comes from?
Yes.
That's actually funny.
That's science.
Science,
bitch.
I think there's people though that don't fart at all, and they might be farting when they sleep because apparently people do actually fart while they're sleeping, and so now I'm never sleeping with another person ever again.
Oh, I definitely fart when I'm sleeping. Like, I've had girlfriends confirm that for certain.
I mean, people have been recording themselves sleeping a lot, and they are like, wow, I didn't know
wow,
I farted 12 times a night.
Those are usually my best farts, are like middle of the night or when I wake up.
I don't know, right when I go to bed. It's like, right as I'm trying to fall asleep, I get some good.
It is something about.
You get some good,
some
ones.
Good gas.
It's something about.
Oh my god.
Having
it's
piled
like
up.
Propelling me into sleep.
Well, it's partially
it's like
having
rocking fuel into slumber.
Having piled up food all day, I think that's part of it. But
right.
Then lying flat,
yeah,
you're it's like a fart cannon.
It's a fart cannon.
I have a fart cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lately,
it's bad.
Are you
the whole digestive issue? I feel like I've been only.
Oh yeah.
I've been farting, but like, I swear I say a prayer every time I fart because it's like, find a fucking lead. Like I'll feel built up and then.
Oh.
I won't.
I thought you were going to die from it.
No.
Say a prayer to your God.
Like, thankfully, I'm thankful for every fart that I get at this moment in my life. Whatever the hell.
Do you have bowel cancer? What is that?
They had no indication of bowel cancer.
But they've only done,
did they do a
CAT scan?
So, yeah, they saw it.
Or did they do an
right.
ultrasound?
They did a CT scan, which is, I don't know if that's, I mean,
so you went into a machine?
I went into a machine, in and out 3 times. That's as much as it takes for me.
To know if you have bowel cancer?
I bet there's a smile on 2 of the 3 people's faces.
Wait, were you?
For the listeners.
I don't smile when JB tells jokes.
I truly. Well,
wait,
yeah, he wasn't telling jokes.
Were you like in the tunnel machine or was it like?
It was a donut.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite a tunnel. It was just a donut and I'm laying on the surface and they.
Can you move into it?
Because it moves you into it 3 times, but first, they're like, okay, saline's being injected into your IV, you're going to taste metal for a second.
You had an IV?
Mm-hmm. So you taste it.
It keeps people relaxed, because like I've heard it's really intense. And like
it's a little like spooky looking.
So you have the one that I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah.
Because
CT scan is.
I've had an MRI done. It's not like that. You're underneath a huge fucking thing and on top of a huge fucking thing, but it's not like a tunnel.
Right.
Well, I think an MRI takes layers, a picture of layers of your whole body. A CT scan, it does the whole way around.
Yeah.
I did my head in a CT scan once.
It's
pretty gnarly. Have you guys seen videos of what a CT scan looks like without the casing around it?
No, but
it is nuts.
I'm picturing some creepy like Star Wars technology. Type shit.
So you went in and out thrice.
Went in and out. And in the middle, they tell you, hold your breath. Or not hold your breath. Well, you do hold your breath for, you go, breathe in, hold your breath. And then in halfway through, they inject another saline into you that makes your entire body warm. And that's supposedly, it's like a liquid that instantly like hits your bloodstream and it's in your bowel or whatever. And what it's supposed to do in there is like glow. A certain color.
Is it radioactive?
No, it's not radioactive, but the scan.
I feel like they did more than they're supposed to do.
Holy shit.
What?
Then now you know why they have a cover on it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's
what a CT scan looks like without the cover on.
It's just a bunch of knives. Oh, so it's spinning around?
Yeah, so it's a bunch of like.
It does spin. You see like this light spinning and you hear it spinning.
It's a form of like, I don't know exactly what it does to take pictures. I think it's like
radio waves,
but it uses basically it's a radio emitter using spinning around really fast and it's throwing radio waves at you and it's bouncing back. It's kind of like radar.
Are they creating antimatter? What's happening? Is it like that thing in...
Are you creating nuclear fusion in your gut?
Yeah.
I hope so.
You're about to become a rich fucking man if you create that.
Fucking Tesla ain't got shit on me.
What if they came back and just said, like,
fuck you, Elon.
You are an alcoholic.
Well, that would have been... That would have been great, because at least they would have been... Have something conclusive. Be like, okay, cut out the alcohol.
Well, have been cutting out the alcohol. Do you feel a little better?
I don't feel like... There's like something horribly wrong, but I feel like I just still feel this like bubble,
mm-hmm.
and I'm shitting like regularly now. There's no problem there.
Do you have a uterus?
I do not have a
uterus. Are you pregnant? Is what we're asking.
Factually, I do not have a uterus. You could, I don't know. You'd have to look at the scan results to see if I have a uterus.
Did they show you the results?
They showed me, and it all just says like. Inconclusive for this, like no Crohn's, no bowel cancer, no.
Maybe we all got diseased at that fucking restaurant.
See, what I thought it was
because I've been feeling weird stomach stuff ever since you told me you had them.
That's called being a hypochondriac.
Well, I am that. Also.
Have you synced up your cycles?
They are synced up. They've always been synced up.
Let's say.
I googled myself into a deep spiral and it was awful because
that's,
it all says
yeah that's rule number one don't do that
especially with digestive like stomach shit it always leads to like
you
cancer can, hernia
or rock
or like
bowel obstruction yeah.
or internal bleeding and I was like oh I have all
but
of
you
these,
would
like,
I feel like you would know if you had internal bleeding
right there'd be something like you'd
well,
be shitting
you
like
were
up.
Bleeding a little bit
I was there was a little bit of blood in my stool but that's gone.
Was it from your butthole or was it from internally?
I think, see, that's what's a tough one because it would be on the, it'd be either on the end of my poop would be a little bit of blood, like, but you know, the last thing to come out would be, there'd be a little blood on it. Or.
You guys are close now. This is going to bind you guys.
Or it would
I'm
be.
Like, I'm kind of terrified.
It would just be something on the toilet paper, you know, like when you have a hemorrhoid or something and you wipe your ass and there's blood.
Why do you ask us like we have had hemorrhoids?
You've never had a hemorrhoid before?
No.
I have a tiny little rosebud.
Have you've never wiped
I feel like that's
a little bit
though.
Too hard and there's a little
I mean my whole ass fell out one time after some really rough sex.
Is that bad? Is that like
no,
dangerous?
I'm kidding, I'm totally kidding.
Oh okay, never mind.
I'm about to say, Jesus.
You know, people are into like prolapse sex,
oh, yeah.
which is so awful.
It's a whole subgenre of porn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of porn.
I've heard of porn. Me too.
Good. I'm glad you guys have heard that.
It's pretty neat.
I was a segue I could have made, but I forgot it. Well, okay, so I was Googling... No, not Googling. I'm fucking over, like, reels on everything. Because reels on... It started with what, like, TikTok or...
Well, it started with...
Vine.
Okay, well, Vine's dead now. TikTok ate it,
but
now, like, Instagram started doing more reels because
Facebook. I hate Facebook reel. Like,
YouTube
shorts are the devil.
I know. I got
devil.
Stuck in a shorts loop for an hour and a half this fucking morning.
Yeah.
This fucking morning.
Well,
I do that with Facebook. Like, and it's all conspiracy shit that it's just so fucking stupid.
It doesn't even matter if you start with, like, a cute kitten with a bunny rabbit. You're going
to
end up...
Within three videos, you'll get to the Earth is hollow and it's hiding different people and a whole other civilization.
I actually believe that, but...
I was totally...
You know,
I was against, like, TikTok. And then, of course, I downloaded it because I'm like, oh, I'm already watching TikToks that are regurgitated from reels.
Yeah.
So I might as well download that.
I believe that I was adopted by my family from those people that live in caves because I'm so pale.
So brittle.
I'm allergic. I'm brittle. I'm pale. I'm allergic to literally everything on the surface.
Really?
I mean...
I'm, like, allergic to the sun. The sun makes me fucking sneeze. Like, what are you talking about?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, I know you're allergic to cats.
I'm so allergic to
pussy.
Cats. On the way over here,
I
was, like...
Uh-huh.
I was, like, totally afraid you guys maybe had a cat when I was on the way over here.
I would tell you if we had an animal.
Ugh. You don't have to tell me about any other animal but cats.
I know you.
Maybe,
I know for
cats. Maybe a ferret, because they smell bad.
No pussy here.
Well, you don't have any carpet.
Unfortunately.
No carpet, which is lovely. There's nothing that could really
describe my face.
No carpet?
Yeah.
No carpet.
The only, like, thing you could possibly be allergic to is, like, pollen. Yeah, you'd probably get hit out there.
I'm very allergic to pollen.
I feel like everybody is, though.
Well, so I'm sick of reels. I think that they're actually bad for my mental health, and I'm gonna stop sharing them with people.
Okay.
Because I feel like, how can I tell people reels are bad, and then all I do, like, I'll share reels.
Yeah, we share them all the time on.
I know.
Have you guys seen? Not to hijack that conversation.
You can.
Thank you. Have you guys seen the documentary, The Social Dilemma?
Mm-hmm. No, but I really should.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
It won't scare you straight out of that, because I still do the same, because I still watch it. It's terrifying, but it's engineered to do that to you.
Right. Yeah.
It's like all social media is engineered to get you addicted to the dopamine of just swiping.
Right.
But I really do. Like, some videos, like, are really inspirational, and I love them.
Yeah, I mean, you see good shit, and, like, that's what sucks. It's
I love absolutes. Right? I love, like, a good, like, mantra, you know? Because
obviously there's good, and they talk about that in The Social Dilemma too, like social media is a tool that can be used like magnificently and can like bring people together, and
but just the fact that they use algorithms, it's like,
and that's
it allows them to be inhumane, because they can be like, oh, it's a computer, it's not our fault,
evil, and like no one cares. And I know this is gonna sound so grandpa and so like,
just say grandpa
and
like
so
like,
so
grandpa,
like
very elderly,
so like my brother too, but like
you just like made grandpa,
no one gives
swan.
A fuck that
who the fuck you could do
that, our data is just being stolen, no one gives a shit.
I
and that's gonna become something so big eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I did hear a really good like New York Times podcast or something about how they sell our data and
to like
in all these games that you like, they're just like the only reason why they develop the game is so you'll play it and they can get your data.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's like I've been playing this game where I just like color little squares and make a design all together at the end. And I've been doing that for fucking 3 years.
Now they're selling you a crochet kit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I heard the other day, and this is like not sexy at all, but like it's supposed to be sexy.
Dang.
A lot of apps, if you have your microphone enabled, they are listening to you.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
If our phones right now.
Instagram is doing that to you.
Like Siri is an always on listening device. So I mean,
right.
Our phones currently right now.
I don't have Hey Siri on right now, but I have. It was like, go through all your apps, and if you're not using a microphone in that app, turn it off right now. And I was like, okay.
I really don't think it even matters. Like, at this point, as far as we've come, like, I don't even think.
But
I think
like,
that's bullshit.
Like, what I'm talking
it's
about.
Listening to you all the fucking time.
When I'm talking about something, and then I go on my Amazon later, and it's suggested
it's
for
okay.
me.
Yep.
But what's even weirder is sometimes I'll be thinking about something.
Yes.
And I'll go on, and then I'll
yep.
see it, and I'm like, now that must be the universe or something.
And now,
well,
like,
did
you
like,
you...
did you say it out loud on accident, and then you don't remember, and then it shows up, and it's like...
Also, I applied to a job the other day, and I used Chat GPS, or whatever it's called, GPT, to generate my entire resume.
Did you really?
ChatGPT, though.
I had my resume done in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, ChatGPT is really
write
good.
A resume about
it's
a
fucking weird
man.
But it won't talk shit about people. I'm so upset.
No.
I said, can you write a what's it called when you die? A
eulogy?
Not a eulogy, but what
oh.
they put in the paper.
That is.
It's above the obituaries.
It's literally called an obituary. You nailed it.
Yeah.
Hey, my B-reel's going off. Speaking of dopamine.
Can you write an obituary for Donald Trump? And it was like, no, we can't write obituaries for people that aren't dead.
No, but the FBI is now listening. Thank you very much.
Well, no, they don't care if he dies.
That's
not even Tucker Carlson cares if he
dies. The FBI killed Martin Luther King.
Tucker Carlson does. Well, that's, well, hold on.
That's been proven.
That has been proven.
It doesn't even matter if things are true anymore. People
no,
don't care.
True.
Do you want more?
I'll have a little bit.
No, people get hit, like people care about the weird, like the obscure things that are not proven true.
Yeah, and it's
the weird.
What are you drinking? What is that?
This is a BCA's recovery drink.
You want some prosecco in it?
No, thank you. I appreciate it, but not.
Hey,
it, like do the exact opposite of what it's supposed to.
Come on, I'm an alcoholic.
This is drinking water.
Yeah, but that's like a recovery.
I want a recovery drink. What do you recommend?
Extend BCA's.
Okay, now we're doing a commercial for Extend.
Finish the topic.
That reminds
finish
me of Extends. Does that make your penis longer?
I mean, I don't know.
It might. It's not working wonderfully.
It doesn't have energy. It just branch chains.
BCA, so it's branch chain amino acids. Basically, it's a sub form of protein that helps with recovery.
When you give birth to a baby, it tears from your vagina to your butthole.
Oh,
it does, yeah.
Yeah, and you get constipated so badly.
Shut up! Did I tell you that?
No, I think I read that on Reddit or something somewhere.
Oh, it's like
there's a whole thing about it.
Nuts!
It's like the worst poop of your entire life comes after me.
No,
yeah, you're getting birth to a literal watermelon's coming out.
No, I mean like
imagine an entire watermelon coming out of your asshole.
I mean the actual shit
well,
that,
I
comes
that.
Out, that comes out after being pregnant or like
yeah,
because your body's just gone into shock.
You have
this
a baby.
This was just on the I've Had It podcast. They were talking about how the having the baby was fucking easy compared to
the shit
they had to try to take after.
Oh.
And they were saying this woman said she was so frustrated. Her name is Pumps. She tried to stick a spoon up her ass to scoop it out.
Yes, wait, I've heard this. Did I listen to the same podcast?
I might have
sent
it to you.
You sent it to me. You sent it to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so funny.
My sister-in-law's friend, Lexi.
We call her Lexi on the show.
Lexi's friend from college, when she had her first baby, that's literally what happened.
Ooh,
her,
I feel like she told me this.
Yeah, her vagina tore to her asshole. Like, completely, like that actually happened.
You could just open it up
no
and
gooch.
See.
You could just... That's a cloaca
I
now.
I kind of feel bad for my future wife just because of the fact that I am a... I was born 9/12. I was a
baby. That doesn't mean your babies
Jesus.
Are going to be heavy.
I don't know. Genetics...
It could.
I mean, it depends on the person you're with, too.
You're not right. The only child, right?
No.
You're the baby, though.
No.
You're the older one?
No, middle.
Oh, you already told me you have a sister.
Yeah, I have an older sister and an older brother and a younger brother.
And how big were they? Were they big?
I was the biggest out of everybody, but we were all in the eights.
Damn.
Not 12.
Well,
did it take like 10 months for you to be born or something?
10 months.
No, I was actually right on time.
Oh, perfect.
Right on time.
Well, I was 9 pounds, 10 ounces. I was big too.
Mm-hmm. Big boys.
And but I was the last one, so my mom, like, was wrecked after.
Oh yeah,
she's never
been
the same.
My mom was had me and my brother 2 years apart, or like a year and a half.
So her shit just stopped being sore, and then she had another baby.
And
damn.
She, when she got a pregnancy test, she cried.
Oh.
She was like, no.
Not again.
And during that point,
yeah.
But I mean, they still wanted to, like, at that point, they weren't going to, they wanted to keep my younger brother, so it's.
They were like, we could do better than Josh. Sorry, Jiggly.
God damn it. Yeah, don't.
Jiggly Caliente.
Jiggly Caliente.
My parents stopped after me because they were like, this is the most perfect child.
What about
and this one won't be addicted to crack like
oh
the other
God.
Three.
Like the other, like,
and I
your
was
niece.
Like,
your niece is addicted to smack.
My niece? She's not? What are you talking about?
What?
Don't say a
I'm
joke
kidding,
about smacking
sorry.
My niece's ass or something.
What the
You're
fuck?
You're dirty.
Can we, are we not allowed to make that joke?
We're editing all this out.
Thank
okay,
God.
Now we're talking about. Okay.
Some of us have girlfriends.
I you put the joke in my fucking mouth and then ripped
and
it
then
out.
You
no,
gargled it like my balls.
Like sure that no because what I was gonna say was oh but what about your sister? I, guys, I
Drew
always
talks
forget
to straight people. What about my sister?
Yes, and your sister is not.
Do you think
niece.
That she's my sister?
Sometimes.
Well, we're close in age.
It trips me the fuck out. You're not that much older than me.
Well, that's our dynamic, too.
Like
I know stuff about her life that, you know, your uncle wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows stuff about my life that your niece wouldn't know.
Well, that's good. I think that's
because
nice.
We're, like, siblings, almost.
That's what I see, and that's why I almost...
Usually that's it. Really trashy and, like, lowbrow when you're
low
that close
brow.
In age with your fucking... The next generation.
But it happens.
But that's what happens.
You don't mind me asking?
I'm like 30.
Okay, it's not bad.
7, almost.
You say you're 36?
Yeah.
Okay,
so here's what we gotta do. I'm here with JB, Gen Z JB, and Jiggly
yes.
J.
Yes,
that's right.
Which everyone always wants to be called that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just so blessed to be called that right now.
You're so blessed.
Put on our.
So oh my God.
Well, every
so
CrossFit
blessed.
Teacher wants to be called Jiggly.
I've worked hard for that title, so thank you very much.
Okay.
Right.
So we talked about farting. So get rid of that.
Okay.
Oh.
Cross that off the list.
Okay, so here's something that, and thank you guys for both admitting that you fart too, because I would have felt really bad about myself. I only fart at night, apparently.
Okay.
And if I know I'm going to be having sex, I just don't eat for like 24 hours.
That's
That doesn't seem good.
Because I like to be like really weak and easy to pin down and also empty.
Oops. I guess that makes sense because it's not the same orifice.
You could have just, you could just not like resist.
Well, you could like not eat all, you don't have to throw all your day stuff behind it. And then like an hour before you could eat like a normal sized meal.
Oh.
And then you so wouldn't have passed it. Yeah, you wouldn't have like passed the meal yet. Unless it's carrots, because I would immediately pass that because I'm super allergic to carrots.
Oh.
And then you'd
have to cleanse that immediately.
Carrot dick. What?
Just throw it out like a tank ship, like a tank round. Just
I actually follow this guy. It's called like.
That like a grenade launcher.
That sounded very Star Wars.
That's a Call of Duty reference.
Oh. Call of Duty?
Call of Duty.
That's probably what.
Call of
the
Duty.
Call of Duty is
the
what,
duty
what
of
makes
a call.
True.
The duty of the call.
D-O-O-T-Y.
No, D-U-T-Y.
Yeah, no.
Duty.
D-O-O-T-Y.
Duty. Call of Duty.
That's your Call of Duty when
well,
you have to get your ass ready
fun.
And get pounded.
It's a shit video game, though.
It's your moral duty to prepare your body for sex with another person. You almost ate.
You almost ate shit.
Yeah.
So I
you would have clocked
died.
Your head on
we
these, like...
Had, we would have had some more stitches on our hands.
You would have died on one of these Kirkland bar stools.
Probably not wrong. Let's be real. They're going away this week, so
they're not bad.
No,
I just they were on my old dinner table. They were on the old dinner table, and I got
sad.
Rid of it, and I haven't had a chance to get rid of it.
That is so manly to have stools around a dinner table.
So how many things are you taking? Just maybe,
no,
maybe
are
your
going,
bed
going.
Oh,
on.
those are
going
track.
On. All these.
Are you
going to
sell them on the marketplace?
No,
you throw them away.
Everything.
Or no,
safe.
I'm gonna take Goodwill.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a monster.
You could also go to the recycling plant and leave them at. There's like the swap and shop. You put them in there,
that's
and people
swap
yeah,
and shop.
You,
is that just throwing it in the marsh?
No,
where the poor people can dig it out.
No, damn it,
pigs.
At the recycling
is that like what they do
plant,
in
and everyone
in the Thames.
I pulled up there one time and I had this huge
the
Thames. The Thames. I had this Thames. Big old plastic box, and I was throwing it away, and this woman was like, "Wait, I'll take that." I was like,
did
all
she
right.
Any, did she have any teeth in her mouth?
She did have teeth in her mouth. She looked like
oh,
she
great.
Was from.
She's like
Boston.
Wait a minute, lad.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wow, that was weird. I don't like that.
I cannot
I
do a New England.
I don't like what you did either. So
I don't know how to do New
do
England
again.
At all.
I don't know what I was doing.
Wait a minute. That's not. That's
wait
like New York.
A minute. Have you guys been seeing this new show called Jury Duty?
No.
You have to find
I've
it.
I've seen it. Or I haven't seen the,
seen
the commercials.
The commercial. Well, the commercial's like this old redheaded lady. She's really old. And she's like, they're on a jury.
Okay.
And it turns out the whole thing is fake except for one guy doesn't know and he's not an actor. Everyone else is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And the one guy is like the jury foreman. And so like the judge keeps getting mad. He's like, foreman, can you please keep this woman from falling asleep? Like she needs to be awake. This is a fucking trial. And she keeps falling asleep. And so on the break, he's like, come on, like Marie, you have to stay awake. Like, can you drink some coffee or something? She's like, it's okay. She's like, I ate a cookie. And he's like, it's like, okay. She's like, yeah, it had sativa and dexedrine.
Oh my God, it sounds like
and so they go heart. Back, they go back to the courtroom and she's like super awake and like clapping. Every time someone says something, she like laughs or claps. It's so funny.
Is this a cartoon? Because
no, it's a real
like,
life
oh, okay.
thing.
Okay.
And Marsden, James Marsden? Is that his name? The
oh,
actor from Everything?
Fuck, I know who you're
everyone's talking. Favorite, I don't know his name, but I know his nose.
Yeah.
I think it's James Marsden.
Pull that up, Jimmy.
He plays himself in
Jamie,
it.
Jamie, pull that up.
Jamie.
We better have Jamie.
Come on, Jamie's.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Is it James?
Yes.
It's yeah, James he's Marsden. So fun. Yeah, he plays himself. He's like, I'm a famous actor, but I got called for jury duty. And so I have to be here. And he's like, I have to go. I have an audition. And the court's like, no, it's okay. You need to stay. But anyway, you should watch it. It's really funny.
I will. I'll give it.
That part is so far the best part. The cookie with dexedrine and fucking sativa blend.
He has a son who looks like his age.
Kind well, of. He probably had a baby when he was like, no.
Not
he's had a lot of work
like,
done.
Doesn't look... Something going on
that looks like a fucking club kid, like a Gen Z club kid.
say, it looks like an Ellen DeGeneres.
So, what was I going to tell
Ellen
you?
DeGenerate.
I'm getting a sweatshirt.
Oh, I'm so glad.
I thought he was about to go take a massive shit. I was about to be like...
I told him to take care of that before I came over.
Oh.
So, I don't know. JB might know about this already because I talked about it on a previous episode. I've been trying to cleanse my phone of dick pics. Because I have, like, a ton of dick pics. And I, so far, I think I was up to, like, 500 or 600. And I still was nowhere near...
500 or 600?
This is how many I deleted. And
why
this
would
is,
you keep that many? Well,
this is, like, for years.
Oh,
I mean, I obviously have too many pictures on my phone anyway. And most of them aren't dick pics. So there's, like, pictures of my dog, pictures of dog dicks... pictures.
Now, that's a completely separate category, and you've gone a whole 90 degrees.
Most of the pictures are screenshots, to be honest, because I screenshot everything. It's like
two, and it's a problem because I never look at those screenshots ever.
Yeah.
Ever. I screenshot.
But you need to remember. What if you, I mean, I reference my screenshots sometimes.
Sometimes.
Well,
I saved something really funny. And then...
The bad thing, this is what came to pass. Well, first of all, there's been a time when I was like trying to show my coworkers like a picture of something, and I showed them a fucking dick. And they were like, oh my God. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. This is so inappropriate. I did not mean to show you a huge black dick. It doesn't matter that it was black, but it was.
Are they all sent to you? Or?
No, I've stolen just... them all. I'm like a dick keeper. So
Drew the dick keeper.
So then this happened the other day. I was at work and I was using my phone. I put it down because someone asked me to come help him with something and I went to help him. And then I came back and no one said anything. A couple days later, my coworker was like, so the other day you like left your phone open and I decided to go through it.
Why? What? That's
and
his
I was
own
like,
fault.
What?
That is his own
wait, there was
fault.
A, it was a woman.
That's her own damn fault.
Cause she's fucking nosy. And she
yeah.
said, I went through your pictures and she's like, there was like a lot of dicks.
Listen,
like,
if someone ever did that to me, I'd be so uncomfortable and so angry.
I'm not that. I don't really care. I mean, what's in your pictures?
There's a hidden folder for that. Let's just
well, I didn't know that, and she literally tells me this right after.
Yeah, you can hit on every photo.
This is
you
why
have.
You're Gen Z JB. I didn't fucking know that.
Yeah.
I'm on the cusp, right? I'm a 96er.
So. I know you can make a
well,
folder.
The hidden folder on Apple just did that now. It's
yeah!
Face ID.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the fucking, like, keynote
the
or whatever. The documentary.
Steve Jobs.
I didn't watch Social Dilemma.
Fucking died.
Yeah, I didn't watch his, like, mortuary. What?
You're just throwing words out.
I know. It doesn't work, though. So, yeah. So, she's like, I knew you liked dicks, but now I'm actually worried about you. Because there's so many dicks, I think that... You shouldn't be allowed to work here. Like, she was like, this is really bad.
Damn. So they tried to gaslight you, and basically?
Well, now she's trying to say gay
can
people.
You
can.
Now she's gatekeeping.
Can you gaslight me? Can you gatekeep me?
Well, she's gatekeeping.
So
me.
She's like...
She's gatekeeping?
Gatekeeping.
I'm not manipulatable. She's gatekeeping me.
Yeah.
I was like...
That's some shitty... Like, what if you did that to... Like, if a cisgender person did that to... Or a cisgender man did that to her... There would be so many calls for...
Well, if she had this many dicks in her phone, she would legitimately be a nymphomaniac.
Oh, okay.
And that might not even be a double standard. That's like,
that's
women
true.
Don't like dicks as much as I like dicks.
It's true. I mean, like, no girl wants, like, an unadulterated, just, like, dick pic.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
They want it to be photoshopped. What are you saying?
Or, I mean, unless you're... I don't know. I'm not...
James Marsden.
Around. If you're James Marsden, yeah.
You
want their dick pics.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Everyone's to each their own. Everyone wants a little bit.
I thought you were going to say, teach my people.
Teach
well,
my
so
people.
Anyway, the purge continues. I think one thing I should do is I should not be adding more dicks.
No.
Because I...
Put them in your hidden folder.
Yeah, but... I tried to make a folder called dicks, and
that,
but it doesn't.
No.
It keeps them in the original.
Keeps them
yeah,
folder.
You need to take them to hidden.
So can
you
I? Can it be called yet? Hidden dicks?
You can't.
No, it would just be hidden. You would just
See?
Have to. It would be you would go to the hidden folder, and you would.
How about it's called? The folder's called Hidden Figures, and it's like black women who
no.
invented rockets, and then it's dicks.
And black dicks.
Right in media type.
Now, see, there you go.
That's like
you
a
got the comp there.
Good
I see
mix.
I see the difference.
A good mix
the two,
of the two.
Like,
And it's locked. It's in black utilities.
Black woman dicks.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Go ahead and click on it. What's that? What's in there?
I don't want to click on it because
I want to know.
There's a ton of nudes in there that we're not going to share right now.
Are they selfies?
Put those in your...
Are they
those
selfies?
Are all hidden. Some of them, yeah.
Why must you save your selfies?
Sometimes I like what I see.
It's like, damn, I look good.
So this is what's funny. My coworkers saw none of my nude pics because apparently I haven't taken one in a while. So they're like back in history, and she didn't get that far.
Oh, good. Well, who the fuck ever would see someone's phone, pick it up, and start looking at the photo?
Also, one time, a friend of mine did see a picture of my penis on my phone, and I just said it was somebody I was hooking up with. So they have no idea they saw my dick.
So most embarrassing thing that I've ever been a part of, I guess this is secondhand embarrassment. So somebody...
The day you were born.
In the Snapchat, yeah, the day I was born. In like the early Snapchat days when, I'm sure it still does this, but you know, the most recent person you sent a Snapchat to, that's top, like that's number one. So my buddy sends me a Snapchat and it's just normal. It was like him like taking a bong rip or something.
Okay.
And then the next one I receive is like, you like that, baby? And it's his dick. And clearly, that was meant to go to a girlfriend or something.
Yeah.
And I just like, I didn't even have the like mental capacity to ever bring it up. I've never.
So you someone randomly sent it. Basically, you got sent a dick pic.
Yeah. And it says, and it literally said, and it was clearly like a sext. It was like, hey, like, can't wait to give you this later, bitch, or like, baby. And it's just.
And it had nothing to do with the previous.
No, the previous was like ripping a bong, and then the next one is like.
So you think he was high and sent it?
Oh,
yes, absolutely. Meant to send it to his girl, and then both our names are in.
You know the person?
Oh, I know the person.
Now, the question is he bigger than you?
Do you remember?
I don't really remember. I blocked that straight from memory. I promise.
Okay, fair enough.
I wish I could remember, but that was.
So that means that one day when you try to like. Do this work in a therapist's office, it's gonna fly up and hit you in the face.
It was so big! It was so big! Oh my god!
It was massive!
It's had a fucking mole on it.
With some hair going off. Some extra hair going off.
Adding
texture.
Hair on the shaft?
Everybody has a little hair on the shaft.
Nobody has hair on the shaft.
Wrong.
You wanna bet right now?
Wrong.
I mean, towards the base of the shaft?
No, mine goes halfway up.
Halfway up the shaft, there's hair.
I mean, yeah, dude.
You might want to cut this out, but yeah.
Oh,
we're
keeping this. This is going right to the top of the episode.
I mean, when I'm
oh,
like,
absolutely.
When I'm prime, like no manscaped or anything,
that's
I haven't
prime.
Seen my girlfriend in like months. Yeah, the hair's like going halfway up the base.
Yeah.
That's why they say you should shave because it makes
I
it
do.
Look bigger. Because like.
Well, yeah, but you're never. I never.
If you're.
I don't even trust Manscaped. I've been taking my ball sack using the even the guard.
Well, see,
accident and got it.
I don't like
doing that again.
I just like I like guys who are hairy, but like even so, like I don't remember seeing.
I'm not gonna clean shave it.
I don't ever.
Hairs are on the shaft. That's like
I don't want to look like a 12-year-old boy.
Oh yeah.
Ever in my life, you learn that the hard way when you're young and you're like, oh, I gotta completely shave my entire dick. No.
Were your ancestors like werewolves? Like, why is this?
I mean, Germans.
Oh, I've got hairy fucking
Germans?
Ass. I've got hairy feet.
I've got hairy ass legs.
I know you have a hairy ass. I've seen
my
your
asshole
ass.
Is so fucking hairy.
What?
Dense. It's a dense fucking
dense.
Forest.
It's the Schwarzwald, the Black Forest.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's funny.
It's that scene in Harry Potter, and I haven't seen one of these movies.
Wait, somebody one of my friends was dating a guy whose ass was so hairy, and they said, like, you couldn't find the butthole.
I wouldn't. So, I had this conversation with the brother about, because I was telling him, I was like, oh man.
Our husband brother?
I trimmed my butthole hairs the other day, and now my farts are not discreet at all. And he was like, damn, how much ass hair do you have? We got in this whole heated debate. I was like, you've never had to trim your ass hair? Like, it's hygienic to do so.
I don't think your brother has... any hair on his ass.
Yeah, he said he has no... But I'm like, in the butthole, there's no hair, none? Like,
there must be some. But I think he probably manscapes.
He told me he's never, ever put
never?
A razor near his asshole. Never.
Well, I only put razors in my asshole.
Okay, yeah.
Because I like that.
One guy with a razor.
One guy, one razor. Oh, okay. Occam's, it's called Occam's razor.
Occam's,
I'm sorry, what?
What? No, but I've seen both of your ass, not assholes.
You've never seen my
I've seen its butthole, or sorry.
Man, I've seen, cut that.
Man, I've seen your brother's butt outside too. He flashed me while I was driving. It was literally like a moon.
Yeah,
like it was white.
I'm 90%. I've seen your ass too. I saw it in the locker room.
Oh, the locker room?
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
I don't remember being in the locker room with you.
Oh.
I just walked in. And then it was a glance. Like it wasn't even open. Attention. No.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say it wasn't even open.
And I can't fight this feeling.
Well, that's okay.
I was just pulled to it like a gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Just
well,
like that
it is big, and I was gonna say full of craters.
Oh.
Whoa.
Don't want to.
So
say,
you've
I don't want to
never
say
seen
confirm,
my hole.
No, I've never seen your hole, and now that I know it's covered in hemorrhoids, I'm not sure that I need to.
You probably don't want to.
Oh
that.
My god. I listened to a video where a guy was asking two women like what they like what the experience of like he heard that when women fart sometimes
oh look at that it's an explosion
what is that
that was
we're one of those podcasts now
yes
we have fake noises
fake noises.
I have an app where I could produce a podcast and then insert noises but.
Please. Please.
But I don't know that it really adds to the experience. I just like noises that are in the room.
Right.
What are you... Are you going to look up a fucking noise and play it? You guys are such stooges.
Okay, wait. I do that all
the time. I know you just did. But now JB's looking up noises.
Uh-huh. Probably one of my... That's my favorite pastime. Just looking up just random meme sound effects.
You know what I've been saying randomly?
Bruh.
Thank you.
We're on a street...
You know, I've been saying randomly every morning, I'll be like in the shower and I'll be like, mukbang.
Mukbang.
Mukbang. You guys know what mukbang is?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, mukbangs are terrible.
I'm obsessed with
because
mukbang.
Of that weird you see the downfall of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Avocado guy, right?
Nick Avocado.
Dude, this guy was like, he was a vegetarian, like, he was a pretty handsome dude, and then he mukbanged himself into like sheer obesity.
Oh, is this the video of him crying and like yelling at his boyfriend?
Yeah.
I think so. He's got, there's a YouTube channel and it's like watching a dumpster fire because you can't,
you can't
look
away.
It's like, fuck, this is terrible and sad.
Oh
like,
yeah, he's eating himself to his
like he's
dad.
Actually eating himself.
Is there something like morally wrong with a dumpster fire? Like what's, I think.
I should have said like, it's like watching babies
love
burn.
Watching trash burn.
Watching babies be aborted.
It's like,
man,
well,
Republicans are going to love this.
Topical. There's no Republicans listening to my
podcast. I'm about
podcast.
To say.
To make sex with me.
So these girls were talking about how when they fart, the bubbles come up and like go past their vagina lips.
Okay.
And how if they fart and it's like little bubbles, it like feels really good. Or if they fart in the bathtub.
I've actually heard that. I farted in the bathtub and it does like, I mean, it... It feels good on your vagina lips. No,
it passed your vagina lips.
It just kind of
really
squeezed
good.
Between your sack and your
thigh. Yeah, I mean, you felt that you farted so hard that, yeah, it, you feel it in your, like, gooch.
Okay.
Am I the only one?
You do feel it.
I felt it go out of my butt gooch, crack.
Right. Yeah.
How about this? This
That's
is
after a fresh
Okay,
trim.
This is something I'll never tell anybody, but I'm going to tell you guys. Okay? All
right, cut
And
this
everyone
out.
Listening. No, I'm going to
Okay, okay. So basically, you're telling the whole world.
So I'm a yoga teacher a lot of the time. Uh-oh. And, you know, any kind of fitness where you're, like, sitting around the floor or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're going,
your anus.
You're going to get other people's hairs in your clothes sometimes.
Ew.
Have you ever found, like, someone else's hair, like, in your shorts or on your socks?
Ooh.
I've, more than once, I've... been like itching my butt and been like what's this and I pulled on a hair and it's in my ass and I feel the hair go past my asshole
yeah
and I pull out like a long head hair that's not mine
if I spend a lot of time with my girlfriend then
what
happen.
You'll get her hairs in your ass
I get her hairs in my ass yeah or like if I've spent the night at her house or
yes to whatever you're thinking of yes
all you have to do is
Especially
just be where
weekend.
There's hair have you heard of
Sorry. Beep beep. Beep beep. The fuck the
Wow.
The fuck train coming through.
It's a different podcast now. Have you guys
Johnny
ever heard of retrograde ejaculation?
What no. the fuck is that supposed
it
to be?
Sounds like a star sign.
Have you ever heard of, like, a dry orgasm?
Yeah, I feel like that's what all old men probably eventually
have. Well, that could be something Wait, really Taco Bell.
That's a dry orgasm right there.
So,
did you hear about the woman who had an orgasm at a, it was like, he's moaning really loudly and an orgasm at the, what is it? It's at the, it was like some, like, opera in the, in like, California.
What the fuck?
Very, no. At the top, like, actively having, and they're like, oh, I'm enthralled. You could tell, and people were like, you're not fucking gross for it. You're just like, oh, my, it was so, you could definitely tell she was into the music. I'm like.
When she was awake?
Oh, yeah.
I thought maybe she fell asleep and was having, like, a good dream or something.
No, that can I understand, but, like.
Nobody likes the opera that much. This woman was fucking weird.
The Phantom of my cock arise.
If you are into the opera, you might cry a little. Like,
you're not going to have an orgasm from it.
No.
So well, some women. There was some outdoor, there was some outside influences.
Well, you've heard about the brown note. Maybe they hit the clear note. The clear.
The fluorescent note.
Eyes, you know.
The crystalline note.
The white note.
The white note. I hit the white note.
Well, so when you have retrograde ejaculation, you can actually, like, this can happen if you, like, are coming and you pinch your penis and don't allow it to come out. It'll Ew. Go back in, and it goes into your bladder.
Ew!
And then no you, things. Like, pee it out later. Okay, have you guys ever found, like, a cartoon, like, really sexy? Like, one yeah, that, one that yes, you're not supposed yeah. to, one that you're not supposed to find sexy.
Not, like, that you're like, not supposed to. They've made porn out of, like, everything.
Now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not, I don't mean that.
If you dream it, it's a porn.
Well, I mean, like, so I mean, you're saying, like, when you're an innocent kid and you
you're watching a normal Disney movie and you're like, damn.
I mean, that's how it all started, right?
Yeah.
Is we're watching.
Who was it?
Ariel for me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Ariel did it for me.
Because I, like, Prince Eric. That's so funny.
See, we're twinning. Except for opposite.
Mine was the crab. No kidding.
The crab.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Yo, ho,
mine
Sebastian.
Was a lot of Disney princess, but fucking Tarzan could fucking rip me in half.
I could see you that. You know he's hung.
I could see
yeah,
that.
But
like,
and
you know he's got a monstrous.
They've also made a lot of, like, porn parodies
yeah.
of
well,
Tarzan,
porn.
The cartoon.
I mean,
but
Kim Possible, too. Anything with, like, a
his hands were bigger than his waist.
Well,
like, are you fucking me right now, please?
Danny Phantom.
Please?
Huh? Danny
she
Fancy?
She go? Well, what character is that?
Is this, like, anime? I don't know.
No. Is this Kim Possible? Because that, yeah.
I don't know. I'm too old to know what that
you
means.
Don't, oh, shut the fuck up.
I've heard
never
of
heard
Kim,
of
Possible.
Kim
Possible. I thought it was fucking
she
Haley.
Go. Like, come on.
Nah, Kim Possible was. I never watched that as a kid. Like, it wasn't until later.
You're too young.
No, I just had a sheltered childhood.
That, oh,
we're the same exact age, brother.
That's true.
Not
you guys
the same
are
exact. 20. We're a year old.
Five.
I'm 27.
You just turned 27.
Now,
you're 27.
Jesus.
Jiggly J, you're 27.
25.
25?
Mm-hmm. Danny Phantom.
Fucking babies in here. Okay, listen.
Would you fuck Danny Phantom?
I would. No.
Nah, man.
I don't know what that is. He's fucking androgynous as I'll get out. He's androgynous as I'll get out.
But yeah.
Can we talk about a few more real things first?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, I watched this, or saw this article. It was, like, not really a full article, but it was about a guy whose penis was so big.
He used it as a belt.
No, but that is better. What?
That's a real thing.
He used it as a belt?
Uh-huh.
Like, it went all the way around his
God,
waist?
There's no way.
It was like
I'm Googling it now.
Careful. Yeah.
I mean, there's a guy.
It's like it's somewhere in rural Africa.
Okay, the first thing that came up is why do these guys put their dicks in cages?
Now, I don't know that.
That's gay, guys, and they're all over
male
45. Listen, this guy's dick was so big he couldn't get a job because he didn't have a way to, like, conceal it in pants.
Oh,
and so he either had a big front bulge or it would, like, go down his leg. And every employer he'd, like, interview with was like, you're a fucking pervert.
Like, dude, I
and he was like, I'm sorry, I have a 13-inch penis. I don't know what to do with it.
Go into porn.
Well, I was like, why don't you tuck it back through and in the butt cheeks? And, like, you can clip it and, like,
does,
put it around. He wears a belt.
Also, it'd be really painful, but he could front flip it, but then you'd have dick bulge coming out of your shirt.
I mean, that I've heard that is a way to get rid of, like, to hide the direction.
13 inches?
Way.
Like, that's
a fair
that'd
enough.
Be like...
You'd be getting an extended chest.
And then, like, God forbid you run into something with your, like, stomach, ooh, then you're, like, plowing your dick hard.
God forbid, because you run into shit all the time.
I mean, with your dick.
And you work in restaurants.
If you have a 13-inch penis, damn right you're...
If it's sticking straight out,
not straight out,
you would knock over a table.
I'm saying tucked into your belt or tucked into your waistband, that thing's gonna extend like 7 more inches, like up your stomach.
Why do I feel like I know what it's like to touch my nipple to my penis?
I don't think you do, unless you've ever been so horny that you like.
No, I think it's a
suck it.
I think it's a past life thing. Actually, one time I did.
Do you believe that?
Have you ever self-sucked?
Past lives.
I definitely touched my nipple to my penis in a past life.
Really?
Mm. Actually, one time I touched my tongue to my penis.
Now,
this
life?
It took like a full hour of stretching.
I bet.
There's no way.
This is also when I was like 13, 12 or 13, so I was like a lot more limber.
What were you so horny about at 12?
Everything.
Never mind.
Fucking
like,
everything.
Wait,
12 and 13,
I'm
that's
like, okay,
the prime time for horniness.
Yeah, it was like 8 p.m. primetime television.
How old were you when you first jaded?
Jade
that thing.
When I first used a jade egg. When I first J-O'd.
Jade off.
that's
like worse.
What does your version sound better? I J-dogged it.
See, I'm giving him like the Dwayne Ronson eye. It's just like, what the fuck?
This bitch.
I mean, I was the normal age, you know,
yeah,
like 8.
The normal age.
What?
8?
No, I was like 10 or it was like 12.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. And it was directly following a wet dream, so what else was I going to do?
You know what's really fucked up is back in like the flip phone days.
You tried to look at porn over the flip phone?
No, my friend had a PSP, that's what we watched porn on. But that's besides the fact, that was goated. But,
greatest of all time?
Yes. Somebody...
it's not exactly a good thing.
This is really fucked up, but, like, I guess we must have been in middle school, and this is, like, SMS texting, so someone in high school, like, one of the girls in high school had sent a picture of her tits to somebody, like, her boyfriend or something, or whoever she was seeing, and then those pictures got sent around to the middle school kids. So we're looking at. Oh yeah, I feel awful.
Like
now
you do, but like in those days you're like.
But I mean, imagine you're a little like 12-year-old boy. You have a phone, and then.
Boom, oh my god! Tits.
Sudden, yeah, all of a sudden, like oh, and it's like tits of someone you, possibly, met or know.
Oh.
So yeah,
a teacher.
Was pretty awful. No, not. A
sorry, I was just laughing because you were just talking a lot with your hands, and suddenly a piece of popcorn appeared in your fucking hand, and I don't even know how it happened. And I was literally like, what
did you do that?
The fuck am I high?
I'm Houdini.
I have a couple questions for you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever seen, well, there's two things. Have you ever seen in a men's bathroom?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a man, you know, because usually you pull down the front of your pants and whip it out to pee.
Yeah.
Have you ever, do you do this? Or have you ever seen a guy who pulls it out his pant leg? Like at the gym. So he's wearing like gym shorts.
I know.
Oh.
I mean...
Can't be bothered to pull the waist down, so he opens up the side pant
never
leg.
Never in public have I seen
that. I've done that in, I feel like I've done that in, like, in the woods.
Well, yeah.
But other than that, not really.
No.
Well, I see this never all the time, ever. Like, at the gym. Like, older guys, they just, like, will take it out their pant leg.
What the fuck? Yeah, their shit hangs down so low.
Well, their balls hang out low. Mm-hmm. Well, old white men are all balls. It's, like, 1%
that's
penis.
Fact.
99% balls.
And they've all given
that's
up.
Me
and
now.
They don't give a shit about what anybody else sees in the locker room.
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, that's what's wild to me is like you'll never see more.
I know
naked
a lot of younger guys do.
You'll never see more naked old men. Well, hopefully that's the only place you see naked old men is the gym. But it's always.
Have you ever been to a gay bar?
Mm-mm. Very clearly, I've not. That's where you got the. That's where you got the other.
Those big tits of yours caught that popcorn.
Right in my.
Well, okay.
It's very voluptuous tits.
My cleavage.
Have you guys ever
seen flat chested
D's?
Literally, you're the most. You're the most straight up and down person I've ever seen.
Straight up and down.
You have no curvature at all to your spine.
I don't want curvature on my spine.
You're supposed to have a curvature in your spine.
You actually have a curvature in your spine.
You're literally like a pencil.
fuck, that's terrible.
Your head looks like an eraser. No, you have like antirosis or like something. You have like kyphosis or something.
What is that?
No, he doesn't have kyphosis.
Neither do I.
Do I have to? Do I have to walk around with like one of those fucking halos then?
Yes, you should have been wearing one all along. You should wrap your huge penis around your head to protect you from things.
Like a
okay,
worm.
Even rarer, but I've seen this too, and I want to know if you guys have ever seen this. Have you ever seen a guy who pulls his pants completely down to go pee?
Yes.
At a urinal?
Yeah, like second grade. You have
no, an adult man.
No, I have.
I've seen someone, but they were handicapped, so it made a little
Yeah, so that's...
Okay.
Right.
Well,
apart from that...
No, I've never seen it.
I've seen adult men at the gym pull their pants down to their knees to go pee in a urinal. To where, like, I'm like...
To their knees?
I'm looking at your ass right now, and you're peeing.
Mm-hmm.
Why does your ass need to be out?
I tend to, like... I used to be, like, pretty pee shy. And then I, like...
I can see that.
I developed the mental math.
Method?
Mental what?
Mental math. If you're...
You're doing math?
Yeah, something to focus on. If you have ever been pee shy...
Are you doing long division?
Listeners. No, just simple...
listeners.
I'm doing long division. He's doing, like, short division.
Like, 8 times 6. Yeah, I'm doing short
division. How short is the division?
Like 4 inches.
How much are you dividing while you're peeing?
He's divided by 4. Obviously.
Have you ever went to go start peeing and like it shoots out in 2 streams instead of 1?
Yeah.
And you're like, huh?
It's usually after coming.
That's a decimal.
That happens.
What we call
after
a decimal.
What? Coitus?
Coitus?
What'd you say?
Coming. It's usually after
right.
coming.
So the same thing.
Coital semen.
Or like, it's so random. That's what sucks. One will go like on the floor, you'll piss on your like foot, and one's going into the toilet.
Well, at least the whole thing didn't go on your foot.
That's true.
Have you ever just like peed in a direction you weren't planning?
I've had like a triple stream, dude. Yeah.
3 stream?
That's the most I think I've ever had is like a triple stream.
Was there like a pube in the way? Like, how did it happen?
I think there was like...
What is the length of your pee hole? Is it like 4 inches long? Do you have a hammerhead?
Two different streams.
Does your penis look like a portobello?
Yes.
Yeah.
My entire penis.
Does it look like a... It's that kind of, it's like a kind of a worm. It's like a hookworm.
Ew.
Does your penis look like a hookworm?
Ugh.
No.
Fortunately, no hookworm penis. But anyway.
One more question. How much lint do you accumulate in your belly button?
None.
Honestly, none, but it does, I have to clean it. Like, it'll get dirty, which is weird, because.
What's in there?
Smegma. Just like, smegma looking stuff.
It's probably smegma.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably soap that just, like, you didn't rinse out.
Right.
Yeah.
So I give it a hearty, like, blow with the...
You have a detachable shower head?
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean, if you don't...
It's wasted on a man.
That, you're not cleaning your
Yeah,
ass
they do.
Mm-hmm.
Because their genitals are, you know, better.
Also...
A little bit of water is, like, fucking everything.
If you have a bad shit, then you go in the shower and you detach that thing.
Instead of taking a full shower, you just rinse your ass off?
No, I'll take an entire shower, but, like, I always... You gotta, like, spread your cheeks, men. If you're not spreading your cheeks in the shower and...
I think I'm actually...
borderline fingering yourself with soap, you're not doing it right.
I'm actually really grateful...
You're not doing it right.
I'm really grateful for you, for saying that, because there's...
Do you finger yourself in the bathroom? Or in the shower?
Not
sure.
You know...
Not more than the average guy.
Why did I just get like really shy about that? No, way more than the average guy. I mean, hello, it's like a daily thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, actually, no, it's not. I'm kind of lazy. My arms are really short. But I think men need to know that. Like, you need to clean your butthole.
Yes.
And so many don't. I've read so many horror stories of like, so people who are like nurse technicians or they're... Getting someone ready for a physical, and you know you have to have your pants down.
You never know when a nurse is going to go up there.
Or
keep
like
it crusty free.
What's disgusting is
it should never become crusty.
I read
That's
it was some Reddit thread about like what is like commonplace that shouldn't be, and it was like the top thing was like men's assholes being disgustingly dirty.
Yeah.
And it was this nurse who talked about how she gave physicals or her doctor gave physicals, and each time or like more often than not. You know, you have to, like, your pants are down, and they'd be sitting down, and they get up from the chair, and there's, like, fecal matter on the chair.
No.
Like,
that happens,
oh, hell no.
That happens in the locker room sometimes, the older guys.
Oh, my God.
Ew, dude.
I've had to clean
like,
it up.
Maybe you can't get down there.
It's like, be mindful when you're putting your cell phone on a bench in a locker room. There might be ass juice on there.
Oh, yeah. I've never...
Also, one time, I went into the stall to go pee. Or I wasn't peeing in the stall because I'm not an idiot. But, like, I went into the stall to probably take a shit. And there was blood dripping down the outside of the bowl in the men's room. And I was thinking, like, what was bleeding?
Probably his dick.
What was bleeding on your dick?
Probably bleeding out of his dick.
Dude, were you circumcising yourself, like, at 75 in the bathroom?
I forgot to tell you, that's a thing now.
Well, you know, honestly, the old men bleed, and they might not even... They might have nicked themselves somehow, and they don't even know it because they're on blood thinners. Old people bleed really easily.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so now comes the part of the episode where I send you a bunch of fucking reels, and we're going to listen to them and react to them.
Let's do it.
But let me see this in an order that makes sense to me.
Sorry. That was for the pod.
I think I'm going to do them in opposite order because the best one is kind of the last one. And I shouldn't assume anything. Okay, give me a number 1 through 5.
4.
Okay.
10.
Well, okay. So you don't pass. So that's vagina bottom.
Oh, sorry.
Was that really an accident? Okay, we're going to listen to Vagina Bottom first.
Oh, God.
All right, let me find Vagina Bottom and send it to... Oh, wait, you know what?
No, I...
Fuck!
What is that? What is that?
I got hit with the... See, fucking YouTube. Now it's all ass.
See, hold on. You gotta keep it quiet beforehand.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to play.
Okay, so... Play the first one.
TSA being thorough.
TSA being thorough. Show Joshy Josh. Jiggly,
this guy
jiggly
clearly
juice.
Is well endowed. The TSA guy is just really feeling him up there.
He's like, the whole like, sir, what's this? That's my penis. Sir, what's in your pants? Okay, so my question is, no, don't play the next one yet.
I'm not.
My question is, this guy's like pussyfooting. He's like pawing at
his
schlong.
Really pawing at his penis.
Is this video real? I mean, it looks like it's at an airport.
Yeah.
Could that TSA guy be serious?
It doesn't look... There's also no one behind him. There's no one even in
the
front.
The guy having his... Being searched is, like, laughing. Like, can you believe this? But also kind of like, ha, ha, ha.
What's weird to me is, like, how did this person... Well, maybe he got pulled aside, right, And he was like, babe, you gotta start recording because this is weird as shit. And then...
Or that had been happening for long enough that the other person was like, I'm gonna whip my phone out.
Right. He's also wearing incredibly tight pants. So it's like, this is kind of on you, dude.
Yeah.
If you have a big dick, why are you...
But I would say that TSA guy is like borderline sexually assaulting
this guy. For sure is. He's going like this over and over again.
But here's the thing. Can I have those? I really like these.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, who bought that?
I bought those.
You bought a thing of pears?
I have a few of those.
Do you know that they have like fruit in gel? They say it's in gel, but it's like just jello.
That's white wine juice. I would never drink, or not white wine juice, white grape juice.
But they have the ones called...
Yeah, it's
oh my god.
Ooh.
Wait, it sounded like you reacted to that like as it was happening.
Oh, I did. I knew it was gonna happen.
Oh,
I knew it was gonna happen.
So is that white grape juice?
It is white grape juice. It's cum.
Oh my god.
White. Thank you for saying my joke a little bit louder.
It's cum.
It's cum.
It's cum. It's not like an EA Sports game.
Well, now that you
EA Sports, we're in the cum.
It's in the cum.
Now that you've done that much, you might as well just dump the rest of it.
Have you seen the
damn
it. Oh, slurp it.
Just completely.
Just get it down your beard and all over your
root beer. No.
Your titties.
On my titties.
Do you call your chest your titties ever?
Yeah.
Because you have nipples.
Chesticles.
I always call
chesticles.
My titties.
Just, you know, on the reg, you say that?
On the reg.
Usually. Okay. I'll say I got some.
Let's watch the next one.
Titties.
Tickle bitties. Okay, that was not that good one. That wasn't good for the listener. Wait, no. That's the piece de resistance.
Okay, let's
play this one.
Okay.
This one is called Vagina Bottom.
Well, I was saying the other show, don't let every man hit the bottom of your vagina, the root of your vagina.
They don't know about the bottom. They don't know about the bottom.
Yeah, that bottom. But see, every man may not know because he might not have a penis to really know how to hit that bottom or how to lift to hit that bottom and work that middle with a woman. She spread her legs wide and she starts screaming, saying, yeah, daddy, that's it. Or she might start cursing or screaming out all types of profanities because he done hit the bottom. And now her mind, she insane. Her mind ain't good because the penis done ejaculated all in her brain. She's gone crazy. So you don't let every man hit your bottom and your body remembers it. Just like a man will put a woman over doggy style. Maybe get a mirror or something. Then they start hitting that woman.
You jumped so high. Holy shit.
Why did you jump?
Oh my god.
Why did you jump?
Why do all my friends have ADHD?
Okay. Anyway.
So I don't even know what that woman's talking about. Is she saying that she likes it when a man's dick is long and it hits the bottom?
Yeah, but
also,
I've never heard someone...
Is there a bottom to the vagina?
Well, I mean, at some point the vagina, turns it, hits the... has a root. Right.
It doesn't go on for infinity. Most women, it's about six inches.
Right. I don't know if
but
she's talking
only
about...
to hit the edge of it, but they only need about 3.5 inches to be pleasurable.
That's what was unclear to me was
minus
does she mean does she mean the back or does she mean
around
the bottom?
Okay, maybe two. Maybe two and a half.
What is the okay, she's saying bottom, but I think what she actually means is the top. Right, because if you're thinking
so she's on her back.
She's on her back.
The bottom.
She just means the end, where it ends.
Right. She's talking about the end. The bottom is
where the pot of gold is.
Right. Yeah, it's easy. It doesn't Josh was saying. It doesn't matter how endowed you are, as long as you kind of.
But
know
so now it sounds like. But I couldn't tell if she was pro hitting the bottom or
She was pro. Cause
when they hit the bottom.
100% pro.
But that means she was like, oh, but then you go all crazy and then you get the cum in your brain.
Because, that's just the way they talk.
I do love that because...
Do you not get cum in your brain?
I have never had cum on my brain.
I
have... No, that wasn't me. That was a friend. Was that me?
You snorted cum.
Snorted some...
Well, sometimes you breathe a little bit when you shut it and it comes up your nose.
Really?
I had a friend...
Oh,
it's
really?
Called an angry walrus. I had a friend...
It's like an icy.
I had a friend who had cum out of her nose, but
nice.
I've never actually had the.
But
pleasure.
Hold on, how much cum would that be though?
At least
buckets.
6 tablespoons.
That's ridiculous.
That's
a lot.
You have
cum.
To think that your sinus cavity is per side, but
so
one tablespoon.
Well, what I'm
so
picturing is
how big is my
reason,
sinus cavity?
So for whatever reason, that would mean there's so much suction that you just all of a sudden stop. Why would you stop sucking when it's time to...
No, my friend had a guy come in her mouth and she kind of did something weird and it was and then it went out of her nose. And it was a lot. He came a lot and it came out of her nose.
Hysterical.
It was hysterical for her.
That is quite funny.
Well, the funniest thing is she said that she had been doing a lot of coke and she thought she had burned a hole in her soft palate and it filled the hole up and it helped it heal.
Coke. That's one of those things you can't do safely
anymore. It can only
be
remedied by cum out your nose.
Good news. Cum heals coke burns.
Cum heals
coke
burns. Cum heals all coke burns.
My last name is Coke
cum
Burns.
Cum heals depression.
You heard it here first.
Drew Michael Coke Burns. Cum slut.
True Michael Cusper.
Parentheses, cum dumper.
Yeah, talking about cum dumpster fire. Hold on. That's to put something completely different.
Slash cum farts.
Cum dumpster fire. What about cake farts?
Is that, what happened? Yeah, what is that?
What about cake farts?
Cake farts is a fantastic video.
Of a woman.
Well, there was actually a website of men.
Now, hold on.
Women farting on cakes.
Here's a question. Would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or sit on a dick and eat a cake?
Well,
I would rather sit on a dick and eat a cake.
I would rather sit on a dick.
Cake? Does that mean you like cake a lot, or you...
It's sitting on a dick is more favorable to sucking a dick in my own mind.
Wait, you're saying you'd rather eat a cake?
I would rather eat a cake and sit on a dick than eating a dick and sitting on a cake.
Okay, it's just a preference.
Well, it just shows that, for me, I'm more okay with... sitting on a dick than actually eating.
I guess we'd have to define that too. Does that
okay?
Does
that makes sense.
Full penetration.
But you're not just sitting on it. It's going in your butt.
How big does the dick have to be though?
It doesn't have to be anything. This is all not
right.
Real.
Someone asked me a question today.
What?
Someone asked me to.
I love you. You told me that, like, you looked across the table, like, I was getting interrogated. This,
he can't hurt you.
You've been sitting on a dick this whole time.
Someone told me, or someone asked today, what would you, like, what's your limit on things you would do for $1 million? I said, for $1 million, I would do anything. Anything.
Like, literally anything.
For $1 million, anything. I mean, maybe not kill a human being.
Okay.
Or, like, an animal.
So that's your limit.
Yeah, right, killing a human being.
Wait, you wouldn't even you wouldn't even kill an animal?
Wait,
what kind of animal?
A chicken.
I would snap a chicken's neck for $100,000.
You just said fuck, like you have a hard time killing a chicken.
I would feel bad.
You just ate.
I eat so many chickens. Yeah, I'd kill a chicken. A dog? Hell no.
Would you kill? Well, okay. Would you kill
Shaba?
A dog for? Would you
Shaba?
Kill,
no, I would not kill.
Would
Shaba.
You kill a dog for $10 million?
Kill a dog for $10 million? What kind of dog?
Any dog, Shaba, whatever.
My dog.
Yeah, would you kill
Tulsi?
Dog?
Yeah, I'd kill Tulsi.
Fuck you!
But hold on.
I
would definitely kill your dog for $10,000.
You don't even know my fucking dog.
I know, but I would. But then I split the $5 million. I would split the $10 million.
You just reduced the price when you were going to split it.
Meaning I was going to give you $5 million. For
okay.
That.
This actually scarred me because, well, I don't even know if I want to dive into this because that's bad.
Uh-oh.
But when I imagine Tulsi and, like, killing her, I imagine, like, crushing her with my foot. And that's a fetish. That is a fetish.
Dog crushing?
Animal crushing.
That's a fetish?
My friend.
How is that a fetish?
I had a fucked up friend in elementary school.
It was a sexually gratifying fetish?
So these videos hopefully don't exist anymore, but he sent
it's
me a
internet.
Video.
No, on the dark web, maybe.
Women, Asian women in high heels stomping cats to death.
Oh, cats were fine. Okay, play the next video. This is my favorite one.
Human
this is another good one because you don't have to see it.
Is this the man? The man talking?
It's called Four Stroke Guy.
If you've had any kind of erectile disorder problems, I'm here to tell you, forget about Viagra, forget about Cialis, forget about dick and plebs and all that stuff. So I don't know if you believe me or not, but if you like to see me smoke some meth with a small limp dick, it doesn't get harder any other way. And watch it get harder and harder. The more I smoke, the harder my dick gets. It's unbelievable. Your dickhead becomes so sensitive that you don't need lube. You don't need spit. You just stroke that dickhead this up and down 4 times. Just how bad to do it. And you'll shoot an enormous amount of very thick, thick, hot, white cum. My brother didn't believe me. But when he spoke with me,
what
his dick, I couldn't believe how big his dick was. He jacked off
way?
4 strokes and shot the most cum he'd ever shot in his life. He's only 49, and he's fine. He has no neuropathy problems at all. But his dick is even harder and thicker and even more cum. He believes me now. If you've had any...
My brother. He said I smoked meth with my brother and watched him jerk off.
Ew, dude.
That happened in the deep south of West Virginia. You gotta know that happened in the deep south of West Virginia.
That's Appalachia. For
how me. About I like sent that to me to myself to like save it so we could talk about it. That was like months ago, and it's not been deleted from Instagram.
Which is kind of impressive.
That is a very perverted person who probably smokes meth.
Do
you smoke meth?
I somehow
feel smoke meth.
You smoke meth. I think you smoke meth or you can, like, snort meth.
No, you put it in, like, the little spoon, right?
Right.
You heat it up. You freebase it? Is that what it's called?
You freebase it.
But you can also... No. I'm sorry. That's when you inject it. Wait.
Yeah, freebasing is, like, injecting.
Yeah, but you can smoke it, too. Is meth come in rocks?
No, that's crack.
Meth, I mean, if it's anything like fucking Breaking Bad, yeah, there are like meth.
It's all crystals. Like Breaking Bad.
It's like crystals. There are, yeah.
Okay, so apparently there's this thing, another, probably the best thing about Florida at this point in time, to be honest.
The
because,
only thing other than Disney.
Right. Well, I don't agree with you, but I don't
do think. Do you think things are better than Disney?
I don't actually. I mean, I like that Disney is anti-DeSantis, but I don't really like anything else about Disney.
Huh.
I don't love Disney.
No. He's not a Disney adult. That's fair.
I also don't like to remember my childhood, so...
That's also fair.
So...
Continue.
Well, have you guys... This is funny because there's... The sign says The Villages. Do you guys know what The Villages is?
Mm-hmm. Here in Paul?
It's a huge... No, I think The Villages is like a huge, like, thing for retired people in Florida. It's like a huge community of retired people. So at the top of the sign... it says the villages. And I saw this in a reel that was like about like in Florida, you guys, like old people are putting these little like, what are these called? Like, they're like little bath.
Yeah.
Fupas.
Fupa.
we love a good fupa around here.
We do. It's hot fupa summer. Summer yet, but whatever.
It's becoming summer.
Right? They are tying loofahs to like their car antennas, uh-huh. And each color symbolizes like some freaky shit they're into.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's like only senior citizens. What did you say? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No. All I've heard of is the famous like upside down pineapple.
On the cruise.
It's even around here.
Put it outside.
Like, yeah. I've seen some around here.
That's
what it means you're into swinging.
Yeah, upside down pineapple.
There's bars.
Really means that
there are bars that will, you know, on their outside they'll have a upside down. Someone told me Suzanne actually. Oops, sorry.
Hide and break up in here.
It was the branch chains.
Nice.
Okay, so
someone told me, yeah, they do have that.
Well, so there's different color codes for, like, you put loofahs on your car or wherever, and it symbolizes stuff that you're into. So white symbolizes that you're a novice or a beginner.
Mm-hmm.
Purple is voyeur and people who like to watch.
Okay.
Pink says soft wrap. Soft swap. What is soft?
Like
soft swap.
I feel like that must be.
I think it's like it's swapping couples.
Oh,
but
softly.
I think it's like more like not like sex, but
oh, you
like
can grab family. My wife's tit. That's fine.
Yeah, you can
something
take
like
my
that,
wife
yeah.
on a date. And
people
then I'll take yours out to a drink.
Also, people who like to do it with others in the room. Blue is the lowest level of full swap.
Sex.
Those who can play well with others. Yellow, mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. This is funny because in the gay world, yellow means you like to be pissed on.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Like, there's different harness colors that gays wear. Like, you know what a harness is?
No.
I can't
it's like
imagine
leather straps that go over around your shoulders, and sometimes they go around your genitals.
Yeah. Oh, really? So that's what it's about.
That's all it's about, to be gay, early. Black, loofah is full swap. Those who say, what the hell, let it all go down. And teal means bisexual for those who want to increase their dating chances.
Huh.
That seems pretty vanilla, all in all.
Yeah, none of those strike me as like, whoa, dude. But
also, none of those make me think that anyone has to get hard.
Right, as a
you
senior
know?
Citizen, too.
Is this just like, can I dance with your girl?
I'd like to
swap her around the floor a few times and bring her back.
She's not a swiffer.
I'd like to go line dance.
Oh, she's a swapper.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was so cute. Also, old people, and this is old news, but old people were like getting like a ton of chlamydia.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, why do you guys like just fully know about old people?
Well,
because like you said, it's old news.
It's old news.
Okay.
For a while.
Is this some kind of a blog? I'm not reading that.
No,
retirement
homes? It's commonplace news among Gen Zers.
Don't rope me in.
You knew about this.
96. No, I'm just kidding. I am on the cusp. I'm both.
You're technically a millennial.
I think technically, well, I think you
what
could
is
go,
millennial 97?
You could go either way. I think millennial cuts off at 96.
You know what I'm excited about? I'm excited to be like 90 and just be like fucking so many 40-year-olds.
90 fucking 40-year-olds?
No.
Destroyed.
No, you just lay on your back. You just lay on your back. That's why they're younger.
Go
they
fine, honey.
I'll probably be like a quadriplegic by then.
Damn.
I'm gonna feel the thing.
The only limb you have is your dick.
People like nugget porn.
I might not have that.
Nugget porn?
That's when you have no limbs. And you're a nugget.
What nugget porn is?
Would you do that?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing, unfortunately.
Would
you do that?
I don't know if I'd do full nugget, but I don't care if you're like an amputee.
You mean the person you're fucking has no limbs?
Yeah,
no limbs.
Would you ever fuck what if the hottest man you've ever seen?
There's actually a picture on my phone like that. There's a guy with no arms and legs.
Right.
And a huge dick,
and he's
so hot. Oh,
would
yeah.
Would you just sit down on him like a fuck doll?
Yeah.
Nice.
Huh.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Or I would just hold
there
him behind me and use him as like a dildo.
Or tape him to the wall.
There are some midgets.
I would. I put him on that thing where you change your baby's diaper in the bathroom.
Oh, God. Yes.
There's some midgets.
Put him on a kid swing.
Look,
I have to have like a special trigger warning for this episode.
Midget porn is
straight guys sharing freely.
Oh yeah, our deepest, darkest fantasies.
And there are midgets that are attractive.
It's little just, people.
Little, sorry, little folks.
Oh, I watch so much little people porn.
You actually do?
Yeah, I think there's so many little men who have huge penises.
Oh, I'm sure. Well,
not even just because they're little, but also like 8-inch penis.
That's crazy.
For like a
that also makes
little
me incredibly
man.
Jealous. How are you?
I don't know. I don't. At some point, it becomes too big to be practical.
I know, but
like anything beyond my own size, it's.
You don't want to talk about anything bigger than you.
Never want to hear about it.
No, I think actually...
There's no sense in it.
No, the actual size, anything beyond...
Yeah.
It just so happens that I'm that size. It's just so... But I'm just saying anything beyond that. It sounds like I'm bragging, but I'm not, I promise. Like, anything beyond that just is impractical.
You stop at 3 inches, right?
Unless...
Six inches is what you need for a full fang on average.
Yeah.
And so it's like... And keep on that.
The average dick was 5 inches.
Sorry, not to make you feel bad, but it's not. The average Asian male dick, I think, is 5 inches.
Yeah.
I actually don't know that there's any, like, truth in, like, the races having bigger or smaller dicks.
Other than black men.
Yeah, I think...
On average, they have huge dicks.
I think it's... Yeah,
I've heard
something
that.
Genetic about, like... People from Africa or people from...
I just also think, like, if there's an expectation that that's true, that's all they're going to be
right,
showing.
Right, you're
fair
just
enough.
Gonna get let down, right, too?
I met a guy who was black, and he had a really small penis, and he was, like, super, like, it's even worse for me, because everyone thinks I'm supposed to be, like, 12 inches.
And that's just, like, that's insane, though. 12, like, that's...
Well, at some point, some white girl loves it.
Some
12 it's always
a
white girl.
I mean, it's like
right, but like
a dick that could go from like here,
or even the, or even when you just start at some point, you start doing anal. It's a little bit easier to use.
Oh, yeah,
I've been there.
Is that...
You're not that big, brother.
Oh, I've been there. I've analed myself.
There it is.
I mean, your penis just can't be longer than my small intestine.
Yeah, and your penis shouldn't hurt, and your penis should be just right. You should just know how to use your penis, ladies and gentlemen.
Penises should be yummy.
Yummy.
And not yucky.
As long as you're not, like, self-conscious, right? Then that's going to take away a lot of...
I don't feel self-conscious about my genitals, but I feel the expectation to be self-conscious about my genitals.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, like, I mean, that's society, right? It's like, you've got to be huge. You're not doing it right.
If you're not a full black loofah, I mean,
you're not
cool.
You're not doing it right.
If you're not a black loofah with like a yellow harness and like...
A yellow, if you don't want to get
you're not,
pissed
if,
on.
If you're not, yeah, if you're
if
not
you
a full swap and you want to be pissed on, you're not even doing it.
If you haven't been ripped from your badge to your butthole, like you are not living.
Bring it all the way back.
We are, this is how we conclude.
This is how we conclude the episode.
This is how we bring it around.
Oh. Everybody talk about loofahs.
Do you young Gen Zs have anything, even though you might not be Gen Zs, do you have anything to share that you haven't said yet?
Let's see. We talked about jacking off.
Let's see. Is there anything else?
First.
Thanks.
Because when you're here,
you're back.
You're coming.
That's not Taco Bell's motto.
When you're here, you're coming.
Taste the border.
Taste the border.
That's what it is.
Was not ready for that. Taste the border.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Quiero.
I remember
Taco
the Taco Bell trauma.
Then there's like Viva.
Viva.
Viva la Taco Bell.
Viva
or...
las muertes. I don't know what that means.
Viva las muertes.
Why did you put an F?
Because I like the Spanish. I like the
Have you seen the TikTok where it's like nobody and then Hispanic parents and it's how they all pronounce?
Oh, I love that.
Chick-fil-A, and it's like, yeah.
I don't think we're supposed to find that funny.
Party City, and it's like Perry Siri.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Well, come on, it's funny. That's
supposed
not,
to be
that's
funny
not, like,
to
like
first
like,
gen Latin people.
And I have a lot of friends who are first gen Latin, so I can find that hilarious.
You're, like, passable Latin. You can just say you're, like, Latin. Like, Hispanic.
Someone once asked me, like, I was standing in line at, like, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and they were like, they're like, hey, like, come over here. I was like, yeah. They're like, he's like, are you from? He either said Pakistan, or somewhere in the Middle East.
Were they looking at your butthole?
They were looking at my face. That's a good one. And I was like, no, sir. I was like, I'd understand if you said Israel, but
I mean, it's right next door, kind of.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about your Jewish folks? Or not, like, your ancestry? Like, are they, like,
no,
Sephardic or Ashkenazi? Do you know those words? Remember, I brought that up. Did I bring that up to you once, and you were like, how dare you out-Jew me?
I think you...
Get out-Jew, nerd.
You told me and Nate that once, and we were both like, what? What the fuck are you talking about?
So, Sephardic are more, like...
No,
more
we
like
ran
southern.
From the Ashkenazis for a long time.
Okay.
We, as in you yourself did.
Me, myself, and
people
I.
in your family don't run.
No. God, no.
No, but...
You seen those legs of his? No, they don't run.
Unless you're running from your nightmares.
Border Patrol, sorry.
Border Patrol.
So Ashkenazi Jews, I believe, are like more northern, like Russian, like Slavic / European. Northern European,
that's,
and then Sephardic is more like southern, like Middle Eastern-y, darker complected Jewish people.
My dad's family's probably more the darker complexion.
Really?
Because, well, if you go down the line and you look at my uncles, and my dad's dad is just, he's a very tan dude.
So that's probably why people asked if you were, like, Pakistani or...
Yeah. I'm like, but I might have had a tan going or something, maybe.
You tan?
I can get tan, but...
See, I can't get tan, so... So there's a party game where you have to have a Polaroid camera. Everyone goes to the bathroom, they take a picture of their asshole, and then you shuffle all the pictures up.
You have to guess which one.
Someone pulls it out, and you have to guess whose asshole it is.
Absolutely.
Not. That sounds so fucking funny, though.
But everybody's asshole's in there.
Mm-hmm. I would...
Don't care.
Part of me is like, yeah, I'd do that with a close knit.
I mean, it's
but then
cute.
I'm like, I don't
but then it's close
ass.
Fit. No,
it's cute because it doesn't separate anyone by gender.
No one
like,
in my family, though.
Penises would be like, oh,
but
yeah,
even that, I just don't want to see.
Vaginas.
I just don't want to see someone's asshole.
Right. I don't want to see
like,
anyone.
The only person's asshole I want to see is my insignificant other. That's it.
Insignificant?
My significant other.
I really thought you said insignificant other.
So are you telling me you've only seen significant other's assholes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen your own asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like a mirror that you were squatting over.
I love
over.
Myself, so I'm my own significant other.
Mm.
You're your insignificant other.
Insignificant. Yeah, I mean, I've.
Have you squatted over a mirror and looked at your?
Squatted over a mirror? No, but
yeah.
I've like spread
to just basically give yourself watch yourself your own prolapse thing. Just watch it come out.
Yeah. Have you done that?
No, that I've never done. That'd be fun
because I do.
That'd be kind of interesting. So. Yeah. When I was looking after those dogs and I couldn't shit for like a week, I was sitting there in like disdain looking at the dog like hunched over the patio taking an enormous dump. I was like, why isn't that me? Why can't that be me? A dog is a black dog with like a
massive dick.
A pink asshole.
Oh, sorry.
No. No dick. She's a girl.
Sorry. Oh, it was a girl?
I checked.
Oops.
Did she have like 12 nipples?
Probably. She's a dog.
My dog doesn't have this.
So I have heard a lot of rumors about people who like jerk off their dogs or have. That's a rumor mill from like high school though.
That is animal abuse.
Yeah, that's total animal abuse.
What?
Jacking off a dog?
Huh.
I mean,
unless
the dog consents.
It depends on what you're doing. If you're breeding dogs, that's different,
sure.
Apparently. Because you can jerk off a horse and then put its... Little swimmers
little
into
little
a female
swimmer.
Horse.
But yeah, but swimmers are, horse semen is like super expensive. It's
mm-hmm.
really, like really expensive.
They got plenty of it in Jackass to like make them drink.
There's like a name for horse semen.
But
there's
they
like
also,
a,
do that show Wild Boys.
No, it's like a name for it like when it comes to like purchase.
Yeah, it's called equine divine.
Equinium.
Equine.
Equine. Oh, wow, you guys. Do you guys have anything else to tell me?
I taught myself how to play the drums, so I totally air drum. When I'm really enjoying a song, I start air drumming.
It's
not
cool.
Like that.
probably more accurate.
I support
than
that.
A very, very accurate.
Are you a good drummer?
I like to think I am. I'm not terrible, but I'm not amazing. I feel like I do pretty good.
Do you ever try comparing yourself to others?
All the time. I do it all the time. Everything.
It's very effective.
Everything in everything I do.
Everything in life.
Anyway.
It's a really good way to know if you suck.
Let's
talk. Something else, please.
Oh my god, I just hit it. I heard a chord. Well, thank you guys for coming on the pod.
Thanks for having
Get out of there.
Get out of my pod.
JB's been playing with the belly button for the last 2 hours. Now he's going.
You stop playing with your belly button.
Now he's going down to the bush. So now we gotta end things.
Yes. Sorry, guys. Have a beautiful summer.
Have a beautiful summer. Hot fupa summer.
Hot fupa summer.
Oh, yeah.
It means we're all gonna wear high waisted pants.
Please give us all the fupas.
Fupas are great. Fat,
fupas.
Upper.
Pussy area.
Pee area.
Penis.
Pee
pee area.
We love a good fupa.
You know, just
have
slap
a beautiful
it.
Time.
And you can push down on it now, and it turns out you don't have to have a big dick anymore.
Yeah, it turns out.
You just push down on the fupa.
If you push the fupa, they will come. What is that like?
Wow.
That is the name of the episode.
If you build it.
If you push down on the fupa, they will come. That's hilarious.
If you build it, they will come.
If you fuck it, they will come.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I would do my outro, but I don't think I'll get through it.
Okay.
I'll do it later.
Do it.
Do my outro.
Do your outro right now.
Are you gonna play a bunch of sound effects?
No, not at all. I promise. I'll be silent.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I forgot it. re-record. Please, if you would like, rate, review, subscribe to whatever, to our podcast, not any podcast, this one. Oh, my God. I didn't even said the name of the podcast. And check out our socials in the link tree in the show notes. Also, you can subscribe if you'd like to listen to season one in the show notes. There's a link there for that. And I hope you guys are filling your holes with whatever makes you happy. Bye. Okay.